What's the difference between DIY and doing it yourself? It's the difference between a part-time passion and a full-time business. Wix gives you the power to turn your passion into a moneymaker. With a website that fits your unique vision, let your ideas flow with AI that guides you, but keeps you in the driver's seat. Manage your business from one dashboard and keep it growing with built-in marketing features. It's time to turn your daydream into your dream job. Go to Wix.com.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
The Education Secretary in the UK, Bridget Phillipson, has been writing that children should be taught and will be taught the value of grit in schools. And this is, she says, to tackle the growing mental health crisis and that children need to be better prepared for life's ups and downs inside and outside the classroom. Richard Hogan is with us. He's psychotherapist and author. Richard, this links to a thing that Tony Blair said recently on a podcast where he expressed concerns, as he saw it, about the medicalization of normal pressures in life. Is there truth in what both of them are saying?
Hi, Anton. Yeah, there is truth in some of what they're saying there. I would say that our children probably, you know, in modern times, find it difficult to navigate what we would call the normative ups and downs of life. But again, we have to look at that and say, you know, are we going to blame the children for that? Or are we going to look at what's kind of going on in their lives and what's going on in the systems around them? Because resilience, Anton, doesn't mean you're immune to stress. It just means that you speak to yourself more positively and you manage that stress in a more positive way. And if you really get into it, and I've carried out studies in resilience, you know, if you really get into, well, what's resilience? You know, talking to kids about grit, grand, whatever, yeah. But here's the thing about resilience. Resilience comes out of your community. Resilience comes out of your connections with people. Resilience comes from all of that myriad relationships that you have in your young life as you're developing to help you to manage yourself and to regulate yourself. It's not something that they're just going to teach you like there very quickly in the school. And so what I'm saying there is, you know, technology is a massive player in here in why our children find it difficult to manage themselves, because they're not out as much, they're not communicating as much, they're not around people, they're not in the community as much, and so they're missing out on vital moments of learning there. And so to turn around and say, you know, these kids don't have the grit, we have to teach them the grit. We have to look at a kind of a systemic approach to helping our children to have better psychology.
And what sort of things can inculcate grit?
Yeah, how you think about, you know, adversity. You know, I'd often meet, there was a study in 2019 and the biggest problem in universities and dropout rate was anxiety, right? And a lot of that was around exam stress. And that's something that we all go through, Anton. Everybody, you know, they're nearly 2.5 weeks out now from their leaving cert. But for a lot there, you know, that stress will be too much and they won't be able to manage it. And what actually instills, you know, an ability to manage that is how you speak to yourself and having good psychology and understanding that your thoughts are just thoughts and understanding how not to react to them and how to have a better response to your thoughts, and that you choose how you react to your thoughts. You decide if you're going to emotionally react to your thoughts or you're deciding that it's just a thought. I mean, if we teach that early on, that would be a very nice little program there for young children, how to manage their thoughts a little bit better. But also, again, I go back to, they need to go out, they need to play, they need not to get selected for a team. team. They need to lose. They need to, you know, have relationships and get broken up with. They need to, you know, they need to have all of these life experiences, going to the Gaeltacht, going out to the thing, you know, all of this stuff is part of the normative learning of yourself. If you think about your own life, Anton, you know, when did you learn the most? Is when someone broke up with you, when you didn't get selected for the team. And, you know, all of these things are how you learn grit and how you learn to persevere and how you learn to kind of like put your shoes on and get up every morning and go to work. We need to learn those things. Of course, COVID's in the mix here too. When we broke school as a concrete norm and we told them that they could stay at home, and that all of these things are in their psychology as a kind of a, you know, avoidance was massively developed. And the biggest killer to grit is that intervention for fear is avoidance. And that's what we have to avoid like the plague, because it's a positive feedback loop. The more you avoid, the more fearful and the less skills you develop. And we have to get our kids out there. You know, that's the reality. They have to get out and play, and we have to get them out of the bedrooms and get them off their screens and get them out there and meet their friends and get them part of like the GAA or sports or whatever they're into. Get them into it, you know, so that they have that community around them.
So if you're dealing with those kind of knockbacks that you describe, is there a lesson in there for how parents, as a case in point, yes, deal with them? So let's say the child doesn't get picked for the team. Do you say, well, that's because they don't understand your true genius. They just don't see how talented you are. Or do you say, well, that means you need to work harder?
You need to work harder. You need to figure out, you know, why was it at this time that you didn't get selected? And this is a great learning moment. Not getting selected isn't a failure. And somebody else getting selected isn't, a monument of your lack of success. You know, we got to teach our kids. I think that's a huge part, that there's such a fear of not achieving. And it's all this achievement medals and all this kind of stuff. So that there's an idea that you can't not achieve, if you know what I mean. You can't not get selected. And so then children decide not to do it. And, you know, again, overly praising your kids and all that kind of stuff. You might think, okay, praising is good, but overly praising them puts an awful lot of responsibility on them to kind of high achieve and all that. And sometimes in response to that, they'll just pull away from it. And so it's about having good parenting strategies there around that you don't try to resolve. That's a key thing here for this, Anton. If you're trying to develop your child's grit when they have an experience, you're not the one who's going to go jump in there and resolve it. I'm always talking to parents about that. That's a learning moment for your child. You can ask them questions, you know, and listen to their point of view around it. But, you know, if you go in there and try to resolve it and you go for the coach and you're saying, why aren't you picking my child? You know, all of a sudden you're down at that level. You're on your child's side. You're not by it now anymore. You're down at the level of the child, and you have to be there to listen to their experience and try to help them with their thinking and about how to get selected the next time. What I'm saying, I talk in schools all the time, and this is the message I give them. You know, it is incredibly important that you have the courage, and I use this word to them, you know, you have the courage to go for things, but you understand you don't always get things. And when and if you don't get something, you have the courage once again to go again. Now that's thriving, and that's resilience, and that will allow you to achieve in life. If you expect to land and achieve every time you go for something, you know, you will not go for it, because the fear of not landing on it will be so great.
It's a subtle one for parents, though. I remember reading a study recently that said that if you praise a child for their capacity to work hard and dedicate themselves to something, you inculcate their desire to try. If you praise them for being gifted,
the outcome, yeah.
Yeah, you put them in a position where they don't want to ever be tested, because all they can do is lose a preconceived notion they have. That's a very subtle line for a parent to do day in, day out when you're busy washing clothes, making dinner, dealing with everything else.
You're right. And that is the curse of talent. You know what I mean? When you tell your child how talented and gifted they are, they don't want to disprove that, because they see that you hold that about them. And that's what I'm saying about overly praising them or overly valuing one attribute. You know what I mean? And that's, so if they play golf well or they play whatever it is, and you're like, you're a genius, the next Rory McIlroy, that, you know, the chance of that child actually thriving is diminished greatly. We want to support the children. We want to give them good advice. And we want to kind of help them whatever their interests are and where their talents might lie. But if we just reduce it down to one talent and we just praise that and not the process, like you said, the outcome here, I think you can cause all sorts of ruptures in your child's psychology.
Do you believe that it is different now than it was before? Or is this always the challenge for kids growing up and has been for generations?
I think it's more challenging now because our generation of parents who grew up in the 80s probably often felt we might have been a bit neglected, you know, and we didn't maybe get the support we needed. And there's a paradox in that experience as a child. You want to rectify that as a parent, you know, which comes from a very loving place. You're going to decide my child is going to know love, they're going to know support. But sometimes we kind of overcorrect that, you know, and we build up this expectation in their mind about how incredible they are. And we don't, you know, we're on their side and we're down there, you know, getting involved with the coaches, and we're going down to the school and we're in conflict with the school because we're going to support them. And at times that support can be overly done, you know, overly parented, and it can actually kind of straitjacket a child and allow them to thrive in life. And it, of course, Anton, for parents, technology is in here as well, you know what I mean? And it's very difficult. I don't think any other time in our history to parent our children, this is particularly problematic because of all of this stuff. And then the inability to actually have interpersonal relationships because that small talk has been removed from them, you know, because they just use their device, their smartphone, their iPad, whatever it is, to navigate distance, not to be awkward. And so those skills of chatting and asking people things and going down to the pitch and playing, all of that's kind of eroded in the last while. And so parents don't know what to do here.
Well, it's a challenging one overall. Richard, thank you so much for your time. That's Dr. Richard Hogan, who is a psychotherapist and author. And of course, that piece was in The Telegraph, if you want to read it, by Bridget Phillipson, the education secretary in the UK, calling for more grit to be taught to children in schools, and saying that school programs are now going to actually dedicate themselves to achieving that.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Running a business is hard work. Building your website shouldn't be. With Wix, you can express your ideas, give direction, then leave the heavy lifting to AI, from site creation to branded content and images. Have fun with the details. Customize what you want, the way you want, and manage your whole business from a centralized dashboard with expert AI tools. Build, scale, and enjoy the incredible results. You can do it all yourself on Wix.